There's this general idea that there was a document dump, and that's how the media refers to it. But when you listen to Bradley talk about the information, particularly collateral murder video, because we're here on the anniversary of that release, and when you listen to him talk about that video and the choices and decision-making that went into deciding to release it, as there's much more beyond just having access to this information. There's a research process. There's finding out that Reuters, in fact, had a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit, and U.S. Central Command was denying them the video of their own employees being killed.
A comment by Kevin Gotzler, writer and journalist on the website Fire Dog Lake, one of the few journalists covering the pretrial of U.S. Army Private Bradley Manning. Gotzler's comments were made at a panel discussion this past Friday at Judson Memorial Church in New York. The video he's referring to shows the army gunning down Iraqi civilians and children and two Reuters journalists. Manning has been accused by the U.S. Department of Justice of leaking classified State Department cables and a video to the website WikiLeaks. Alexa O'Brien is one of the other few journalists who's been covering the pre-trials.
His investigation is the largest, in conjunction with the federal investigation of WikiLeaks, is the largest investigation likely in U.S. history. It is massive. It encompasses almost every law enforcement agency. It's a joint partnership between the Department of Defense, the Department of State, as well as the Department of Justice. You know, in the words of his defense attorney from legal filings and statements in court, and I paraphrase, the treatment of Bradley Manning is directly intended to plea him out. The government has invested a lot of money and a lot of hype into this investigation. We now have a National Security Staff Insider Threat Group headed by Holder and Clapper. Clapper is the Director of National Intelligence, a direct result of this leak. There have been massive engines within the U.S. government. So the U.S. government is unlikely to back down. I mean, even look at their posture after this plea to 9 lesser included offenses of the Espionage Act and then one violation of lawful regulation with a substituted time frame. They're going forward with the whole case, all 22 charges.
Manning is facing 22 charges, including aiding the enemy, 10 of which he has pleaded guilty to in pre-trials. He will certainly be court-martialed, but the trial will determine the length of his sentence and whether he will be found guilty of the remaining 12 charges, which is part of an ongoing, larger investigation. What has been absent in the pre-trials is the lack of thorough coverage by news media, and unusual in pre-trials has been that basic information has been withheld, including dockets of court proceedings. In September, more than 30 news media outlets filed an amicus brief with the court protesting the restrictions. Gotzler said what is clear from reading Manning's own testimony was the thought that went into whether he should release the video or not to Reuters.
So that they can have the truth, so that they can know. Beyond that, he also looks into a book by David Finkel, who is a Washington Post reporter, and has written a book called The Good Soldiers. And inside this book, he finds that it has a verbatim transcript of the video. Now that suggests that someone inside the Pentagon, or more generally maybe, they would have given the reporter here access so that he could see the video, so that he could do his own reporting, so that he could benefit from it and publish it in a book. And so Bradley himself decides that this is wrong, not only because it's in this book and Reuters has been deprived of access, but also because he disagrees with the interpretation that David Finkel has published. He believes that David Finkel is not actually representing the barbarity of the collateral murder incident that he himself has witnessed inside the intelligence facility. And so Bradley decides that he's going to provide the video to WikiLeaks, and that to me represents an actual whistleblowing act.
As these are only excerpts from the panel discussion, the full discussion is available to play or for download on the WBAI website. Look under the In the News section on Thursday. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.